been a nice, peaceful time here in New Bridgetown. Many of the devotees, after the Christmas Eve festival that we have, as well as the Christmas Day festival, left to visit parents, family. I took the opportunity to rest a bit and get back into writing Navaraja Mahima. I really put all email aside, GBC work aside, international, local, and haven't even answered SMSs from the telephone. And that was a nice break, although today and tomorrow I'll have to concentrate on services here in New Rajadam, and then on the 31st I'll be going into Budapest, having a meeting there about preaching programs, and then in the evening we'll have a New Year's Eve festival, but it won't go into midnight, it'll go to maybe 9-10 o'clock in the evening. And then on the 1st is the Sankirtan festival. And that's in Budapest. It's been in Budapest for a couple of years. And then in the evening, I'll fly to the UK for 2 weeks. That will begin with some GBC meetings in the Manor area. One very interesting development here in New Rajadam has been that probably since their installation, we've had a major painting of the deities. Actually, the major painting was of Srimati Radharani, her eyelids, not eyes, but eyelids, lotus feet, palms, and a regal leafing of Shyamasundar's eyebrows. And Chittahari Prabhu spent a total of 3 days working on that, and Krishna was also there in the deity room, and they really did a wonderful job. They're photographing just today to get really sort of accurate, representative photographs of Radha and Krishna's features, and then we'll finally have a deity greeting this afternoon. I hope to get some close-ups for you on the site so you can actually see. Someone may say, well, I don't see any difference. And if you say that, then that'll be great, because that's exactly what we're trying to recreate, what was already there. To paint the deities and make them beautiful, that's easy. But to redo the same thing that was already there before and have them look the same as they did, that's very difficult. But I believe that that was achieved, so I'll be surprised if devotees comment that they really see any significant change. And then day before yesterday, I had quite a lengthy talk with His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj on the telephone, and it was a conversation. I was really amazed, but I could understand 85% of what he was saying. He was obviously thinking very, very clearly, and he was communicating. Some words were slurred, but he was very strong. He was joking and remembering and talking. I told him that when he first went into the hospital, it was just like a reminder for me of when myself and Tamal Krishna Maharaj went to visit him in Spain. Said the only difference was is that Tamal Krishna Maharaj wasn't here, and then he said, and you didn't bring your deities, because at that time I brought down the Tagore Hari into the hospital in Spain. And so he remembered that. And from all reports, he's doing an hour and a half of exercises every day or therapy. He's really being given a workout, different other types of therapy, acupuncture and so on. And he personally told me over the phone, they say it may take 2 weeks or a month or 2 months, but whatever it takes, I'm going to be getting back to normal. And I don't doubt that he will. He has such a strong willpower, such strong metabolism. Anyway, it's been quite a while. I've been trying to speak to him on the phone, and he very much wants devotees to visit him. I told him that I would come and see him on my way to the GBC meetings, and I'll phone him again, probably from the UK, and have some devotees over there on the telephone. Anyway, he had really high spirits, and it's a wonderful testimony to the to both transcendental willpower as well as the power of Vaishnava's prayers. I told him that I think he made a few doctors Krishna conscious, since they never believed that he would make this kind of recovery. And then he said, well, a couple of nurses as well. And of course now he's at the Bhaktivedanta Hospital, not the Hinducha Hospital anymore, so he's getting very good care there, and it's a nice Krishna conscious atmosphere. And Radhanath Maharaj had just visited and had lunch with him, so that was also very uplifting and enlivening. And today in class was quite a famous purport. This was from the seventh canto on the behavior of a perfect person, where the text was as follows. The Brahmin continued, I'm actually seeing how a rich man who is a victim of his senses is very greedy to accumulate wealth and therefore suffers from insomnia due to fear from all sides despite his wealth and opulences. And Srila Prabhupada in his purport talks about the consequences of wealth for materialists and also for the Krishna consciousness movement. And what I concentrated on class today and thought to mention was the following part of the purport, where Srila Prabhupada warns members of the Krishna consciousness movement not to misuse even the farthing for sense gratification lest they fall down. Prabhupada writes, money is undoubtedly coming in great quantities, but we should not be attached to this money for sense gratification. Every cent should be used for spreading the Krishna consciousness movement, not for sense gratification. There is danger for a preacher when he receives great quantities of money, for as soon as he spends even a single cent of the collection for his personal sense gratification, he becomes a fallen victim. The preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement should be extremely careful not to misuse the immense quantities of money needed to spread this movement. Let us not make this money the cause of our distress. It should be used for Krishna, and that will cause our eternal happiness. Money is Lakshmi, or the goddess of fortune, the companion of Narayan. Lakshmiji must always remain with Narayan, and then there will be no fear of degradation. It's very self-evident and very powerful purport statements by Srila Prabhupada. There's two ways to insulate oneself from money. One is follow the path of the Python Man and not touch it at all. But there is a lifestyle that goes along with that, that lifestyle of giving up everything altogether. And no one can really live like that nowadays. The other is to take the money that Krishna sends for spreading Krishna consciousness, but engage it in his service without attachment for our own personal desires or the fulfillment of our desires, and live according to the necessities of life, those things that are necessary for us to live in order to serve the Lord. Someone may say, well, that's really risky business, especially if preaching is successful and you get greater and greater amounts of money, which have their bewildering potency. But it's questionable whether that's a more difficult thing to practice than to practice giving up money altogether, as well as all the basic comforts of life that not just Westerners, but people in the modern world are used to. So the orders that we received from our Guru Parampara was not to try and live like Python men, but we do have a mission to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. For that, we need to accept money from donors, but one has to be very, very careful about how that money is used. And as Srila Prabhupada here says, misuse of funds can lead to degradation. And of course that goes very much for those who are full-time engaged in managing and serving in the institution, Krishna Consciousness Movement. It also goes for initiated devotees, for those who are seriously aspiring to go back to Godhead, to practice Krishna Consciousness, even though they may be working and so much may be coming to them. Their initiation into the Parampara, their commitment to Srila Prabhupada, or their own spiritual master implies that they should also not use money for sense gratification. They should use what they need in order to live comfortably and to have the necessities of life, but they should use their wealth for spreading Krishna consciousness. After all, the Lakshmi, which is Srimati Radharani or Lakshmiji, is the same whether it comes to the institution or whatever it comes to an individual, and it comes from the same source. It comes from the same Narayan. So Krishna is giving it, and the same expectations are there for those who are Krishna conscious, and Srila Prabhupada emphasizes that here in the purport. Anyway, these are good thoughts to keep ourselves absorbed in for the day, and some more again tomorrow. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.